Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Hei Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, Kuf Samach Aleph. We actually had begun this yesterday, but we'll chazer over quickly what we did yesterday, because we really read the introduction from the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Aleph, in yesterday's Shir. So let us begin. This siman deals with the halachos of chatzitza, of interpositions between your hands and the water that you're going to wash Netilas Yadayim on. So we had brought down yesterday the Mechaber, it said, Tzorich lizor mechatzitza, one has to be careful not to have any sort of an interposition, a chatzitza, in between your hands and the water. Shekol dover shechotzeitz betzvilo, chotzeitz benetila. The halachos are similar, anything that would constitute a chatzitza, an interposition, in regards to tovuling in a mikvah also constitutes a chatzitza in regards to Netilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah given in Sivkan Aleph an introduction, so we'll continue reading the Mechaber today. What are examples of things that would be considered a chatzitza? So he says, Tzoa shetachas etziporin. Tzoa is a word that can mean many different things. They all mean different types of waste. It could actually mean feces, it could mean dirt, it could mean any sort of something that's unwanted. It could sometimes refer to tzoas ha'af, the mucus inside one's nose, etc. So tzoa is a word that means essentially waste. So the Mechaber says an example of something that would be a chatzitza would be if you had some sort of dirt, some sort of tzoa, shetachas atziporin, that's underneath your fingernails. Shelo keneged habasar. Now, the fingernail can be looked at, the part that extends beyond the tips of your fingers, and then there's the part of the fingernail that is adjacent to the flesh of your finger. So the area can be viewed as the nail that's extending above the finger and the nail that is from the finger and more proximally towards your body, towards your central body. In other words, going up your arm towards your armpit, towards your axilla. So Mechaber is telling us that if you find any waste that's by the fingernail that's extending beyond the flesh of the finger, shelo keneged habasar, that would be an example of something that would be considered a chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Beis explains, Hainu zua mas hatziporneim shederech likovitzom. This is talking about the dirt that classically connects underneath your fingernails. It's very common for this to occur. In Dirshu footnote number 7, he brings down from the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Machane Yisrael, that he writes, Tachas atziporin keneged habasar eino chotzeitz. If it's below the line of the finger, in more towards your body, what we call proximately towards your center body, as opposed to distally above the tip of the finger and extending out into the area where there's just fingernail, that area where it's next to the finger itself is not considered a chatzitza. Kivishu dover muak. That's a very small amount. And therefore, ein derech bnei odom lahakbid bazeh. And that's why, since people aren't makbid on it, it's not considered a significant chatzitza. But the part that's on the fingernail alone, where there's no flesh of the finger there, so that people are makbid on. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Abol tzoa mamash, if you actually have dirt there as opposed to just the remnant of dirt, so then, afilu keneged habasar, mistaver shelo choshev netilo imitzo shenishar sham. Then, if you have real filth, so then even below the line where the pulp of the flesh of the finger is, and the fingernail is against that, that would also still be considered a important chatzitza if it's real actual pieces of tzoa. Sivkot and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Shelo keneged habasar, we're talking about the area where the fingernail extends above the flesh of the tip of the finger. Kigoni matziporin gadol, if you have an extended fingernail, v'odif al-bazaretz, but it extends beyond the flesh of the tip of the finger. V'atzoa shiyeh shom tachas odif zeh, and any dirt that is found on that part of the fingernail extending above the flesh, derech rov bnei odom lahakbid lenakosa mishum mios. Most people don't want that dirt there, and they'll be upset by it, and they'll clean it off because it's disgusting. And therefore, if you don't clean it off, mishum hachi chotzitz, it is considered a chatzitza, and would invalidate your tefillah, and it would invalidate as well an immersion in a mikvah. V'tzorich lahasir osa zuama kodem netilah, and therefore, a person has to remove that dirt before he washes the netilah shadayim. When you're dealing with a piece of dough, then people are more makbid because it's very sticky, and even it's below the fingernail line where it runs with the tip of the finger, and it's even below that, i.e. more towards the body, proximally towards the body, so then that is considered a chatzitza even over there. He tells you, look in Yoridea Simon Kufzadi Ches, the Kachoshi Sham Od Kamadvarm Shechotzim. He mentions there a whole bunch of other things that constitute a chatzitza, which we'll learn in Dirshu Foot number 10 in a few moments. Ela de Pochoshav Dvarm HaMitzuyam. Here, the purpose of the Mechaber is not to give an all comprehensive list, but it's just telling us likely things that are found underneath the fingernails.
Then he brings down because of Ayurabba Bishem Sefer Chasidim. Then Ayurabba brings the name of the Sefer Chasidim. The Nochomi times this, Shalo Yigadil Odim Estiparnum. He says, very practical advice. Don't grow your fingernails very long. If you grow your fingernails very long, then you're constantly going to be involved in having problems with the chatzitza. If your fingernails are roughly to the tip of where your finger is, so then you're never going to really have major problems with the chatzitza. So very good practical advice. The issue foot number 11 brings down a very good idea in Simen Nun Ches, which it says, Lefichok totally told Siparna B'chol Erev Shabbos. A person should get into the habit of cutting his fingernails every Erev Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Samach brings down, Shemitzah li told us that Siparna in Erev Shabbos. This is a mitzvah because you're not only doing it for covered Shabbos, but he brings down for the name of the Shalah that this way every single time during the week that you do Netilas Yadayim, you'll make sure that you won't have any chatzitza over there because your fingernails will be relatively short. And this is a double way that you can do the mitzvah covered Shabbos as well as have it benefit you for the rest of the week for every Netilas Yadayim. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Kuf Tzadiches says it's very difficult to know exactly where this area of the fingernail that you are concerned about and where we're not concerned as much about, that it's parallel to the top of the flesh. And therefore he says in the Chochmas Adam, that's why women go cut their fingernails before they go and tovel in the mikvah, so you remove a lot of the potential concern. However, in regards to Netilas Yadayim, it's impossible for a person to go cut his fingernails every time he wants to go wash his hands. So the Shach writes, we don't have to be machmir so much that you should go cut your nails before every Netilas Yadayim. The issue foot number 9 explains why there should be a difference between just plain zuama, just plain material that's waste, and a dough. And he brings down from the Elie Rabbah because the dough is muhuda karbi. It's very sticky. Therefore, people are more makbid about dough than they would be about other types of waste material. He brings down from Ravaza Zatzal as well. Shazua masati pornaim he lichlo harogil bitevel imotzi tachas tziporin. Everybody accumulates a little bit of dirt underneath the fingernails. No matter how much you wash, you're always going to have a little bit of dirt underneath there. However, batzek, a dough, that's something that's unusual and it sticks and it bothers people very much. And therefore, people are more makbid on that than they are on the typical dirt underneath the fingernail. The issue footnote number 10, as I mentioned, brings down some other situations that may or may not be a chatzitza. So if you have a splinter, so if any of it's sticking up literally above the skin, so then that is a chatzitza. But if it's totally uncovered by other tissue, so then it is not a chatzitza, even though you may be able to see it. What about a wart? So he says, if the wart is going to come off, even then it's not considered a chatzitza, as brought down by the Lechem, the Simla. And certainly, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that if it's not planning on being coming off, that's not a chatzitza. If you have extra folds of skin and they allow water to go underneath them, so that's not considered a chatzitza. But the implication there is, from the Chochmas Adam, that if you really have folds of skin that are protecting an area of the body and not allowing the water to get into that, that would, in fact, possibly be a chatzitza. If you have a fingernail that's dangling, so if it's dangling totally, it's not a chatzitza. If it's dangling in part, it is a chatzitza, and that's because the water can't really get underneath it in the area where it is still very much connected. We continue in the Mechaber, and he says, Ubotze shetachas atziporin afilu keneged abosar. And as we've already pointed out, dough that's underneath the fingernail at any point on the fingernail, even if it's adjacent to the finger itself, that's considered a chatzitza because people are machbid on that. Then the Machaber continues and he says, "Ritiyah shal basar." If you have some sort of a bandage on your skin, that is also considered a chatzitza. The Sifkat and Dala, the Mishabur explains, "Humash nosin." This is what he's talking about over here: is you put chaylev, you put some sort of fat, or donag, which is a wax, or shard dvar mishicha, or any other type of an oily lubricating substance, al smartut, on some sort of a bandage, laniach alakev, to put it on some sort of a wound. So all of these things constitute a chatzitza. If you wash the Tilas Yadayim over this bandage, because it could be taken off. Sifkat Heish Al-Basar, that's on your flesh, on the hand. Even though we're going to learn in an upcoming Shirin, Simen Kuf Samach Beis, the Ein Tzarech Lito Klal Al-Makom HaRitiya, you actually don't have to pour the Tilas Yadayim on a bandaged area. Mitam Dekivin She'eni Yochel Lito Bo'osam Mokom Hevik Moshe Nikta Yitzbal. That's because since you want that bandage to stay on, you're not planning on taking it off, so we view that area, since you don't want water to go there, as if that finger was cut off, so to say, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. The Ein Tzarech Lito Rak She'or Makom Hayat, and you don't have to pour in Tilas Yadayim except on the other parts of your hand, but you don't have to pour it where the bandage is. So how come here it's considered a chatzitza? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hasam halomayri b'yesh lomaka. There you're talking about where the guy actually has a wound. Ulekach lo chayshin and shiyasi mekom haritia, v'yiga b'vsara l'ha'ochlin. There the guy has a real wound. He has a band-aid on it. He has something on it. He's not taking off that band-aid in the middle of the meal, and there's no concern that his unwashed part of the hand where the wound is going to come into contact with the food and be metame the food. The koivle, because it hurts him, so he's not going to take off the bandage. Aval here, aval hocha, myrish ain lo maka. Here he doesn't have an actual wound. Rak mechush biyam. He has some sort of a minor thing. His skin is dry. And therefore, b'mekom anatila, where he puts this smartut on, where he puts this oily substance on, so that will be taken off when he needs to eat in the middle of the meal. Vein lo tsar b'natila. So it doesn't hurt him to take it off, and it doesn't really benefit him to have it on. Therefore, v'yuchalo seretia matai shirtzi. He could take it off at any point in time. And we have to be concerned. McCain, therefore, locho shios. We have to be concerned that maybe he'll take it off in the middle of the meal. And the food will come touch the area that wasn't washed until Ashidayim, to the food. That's why, before you wash until Ashidayim, you should take off that bandage and wash until Ashidayim. And that's why, if you pour the water on such a bandage, it would constitute a chatzitza because it is easily able to be taken off, and you are going to take it off, and therefore it constitutes a chatzitza. The Mechaber continues and says another example of something that would be a chatzitza is v'tit hayovein, v'tit hayotrim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains these very types of mud. Pirush, tit haboros. This is talking about mud that comes from a pit. Davi kvo tit hayotrim. This is like a person who's making the mud into earthenware. Shehem nidbokim od is very sticky and it will stay attached to the person's hands. Umonim hamayim ilavo tachtem, and it doesn't allow the water to penetrate under it because it's so sticky. Afilu kim shein lachem, even if it's relatively liquidy, even if it's relatively moist. Vodin sharmine tit, and likewise any other type of mud over kishu yavish when it's dry. The nidbak babosa, and it stays attached to the skin, so chotzim choze. That definitely is considered a chatzitza. And this is true, ben al gavayad, ben tachas and zipar. This is whether it's on the top of the hand or underneath the fingernail. Afilu kineged abasa, even if it's the fingernail that's next to the flesh. In lo shoyo dovim muat, unless it's a very small amount, kol kach she'en derech b'neod l'akbid, that no normal person would be makbid on this. Then, does ein chotzim chol mokim shi matzu. Then it wouldn't be considered a chatzitza because it's a miut, a very small amount, she'en o makbid. And that's not a chatzitza, as we've explained yesterday, Shia. V'adim b'tzoa b'atzei kai gavayad. And that's why over here, tzoa and dough is the same din over here, kemo shekasafti. As I've already explained, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha. If you look in the Bir Halacha, he says, "Hu adim imin so gilde tzoa, v'hainu milmule zeo shenisyavish." If you find various other types of dirt or waste over there that's like congealed sweat that dried up over there, if you find them in any part of the hand, you really don't want it there. You're makbid on it, so therefore we are choshesh that such an atila is not a good atila, and you should take it off before you do natilas yadayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Achecho shemelachto b'tit." If somebody works with tit, he's an earthenware person. Kigona osa levenim o kadron chadome. He goes and makes bricks, or he goes and makes barrels or jugs that he uses this earth, this mud. That to him is certainly not something he's makbid about, and it won't be a chatzitza as long as it's not on the majority of his body. Since this is his work, he doesn't care that he has it a little bit there, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow in Sif Beis. Unless the majority of his hands are covered in mud, then it is a chatzitza, even though you're not makbid, as we've already pointed out also in the introduction from the Mishnah Berurah. The issue for number 13 brings down. If the majority of the hand is covered with a bandage, the Prima Gadim writes, "Eino chotzeitz ki achelik hamechusa kilu eino," because we consider the entire part of the hand that's bandaged to not be there, and therefore, when you wash until the time, you're washing it on the entire part of the hand that is considered halachically there. And this is as well the opinion of Shlomo Zalman as well. Shemaspik litol rak achelik she'eino mechusa v'dio. If a person just washes the hands that's visible, not the part that's bandaged up, if the bandage is a permanent serious bandage for a wound, that's adequate. Dayo. Then can osum gidarim kamo betvila, as opposed to when you do a tefillah in a mikvah, shem harov mechusa lo also lo tefillah. There we're much more makbid. That's because that's a din d'oraisa in some situations, and this is a din d'rabbanan. The issue footnote number 14 points out that we're not very bucky today in the different types of mud, and therefore the Chochmas Adam writes, in regards to a tefillah, shekol tit chotzei tzvafilu lach, in regards to a tefillah in a mikvah, again, dealing with dinum d'oraisa, we're very makbid on any mud to take it off. And the Ravazan Zatzal, the Shura Shevet Alevi writes, in the name of the Bach, and he adds, she'efsho shetit shahapara shosim imenu, if an animal is able to drink from that muddy water, that would not be considered something that would be a chatzitz over here, because that is a beferish and a mishnah that you could be makel. But other types of mud, we are machmer on. Then the Mechaber continues and he explains, Avol, however, b'mi'uto she'eno makbid, if you have a small chatzitza that you don't care about, it's well less than 50%, ein lochosh, then we don't have to be concerned about it. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin explains, din zekoy al reish hasif, this is talking about the beginning of the sif, where the Mechaber had said that the person should be zohir not to have any chatzitzas. Be'etzem din chatzitza. This is in regards to the basic din chatzitza. Din nimtza shum dover chotzis al miyut hayavein o makbid. The loch is, if you find a small thing that you're not makbid about, then ain lochosh. Then you don't have to care about it. The das atur, the af be'elu shazocha mechabim, mikodim duhud midvar mishadak and shuob b'nei odim lahakbid. And even if it's something that most people are makbid on, mikol mokum, im hu ain o makbid, ain o chotzis. If he's not makbid about it, then if it's a minority, then it's not a chatzitza. That is the opinion over here of tour. However, Das HaMogin Avram Ushari Achron, and many disagree with this tour. The Mogin Avram and others. The Bechol Elu Shezochar Mechaber Lo Azlinam Basre Ki Em Basre Rob Bnei Odom. You don't follow that individual person if he's Makbid or not, but you go after the majority of people. If the majority of people are Makbid on it, even though he's not, it is considered a Hakpada, there would be a Chatzitza. Sivkot and Ches, B'miyut She'enu Makbid, but if it's a small amount that he's not Makbid on, the Imrov Hayad Mechusa, he brings down the din if most of the hand is covered up, the Hainu Rov Mekom Anatila, the majority where the hand is going to be washed, Afa Pishein Makbid Chotzes. We don't say you look at the entire body and say this is a minority of the entire body, but you look at the area that you're going to do from the wrist towards the fingertips, that area, if the majority of that area has a chatzitza on it, even though you're not makbid, we don't say, well, it's a minority compared to the whole body. We say, no, it's more than 50%, it's a majority concerning the area that you're doing the tilas yadayim, and therefore it would be a chatzitza. The Ramon now ends, Hago, Mishum Hochi, Lo Nogu, Linaker, Atit, Shetachas, Tziporneim, Linatila, Mishum Dehevi, Kimiyut, Shino Makbid. And that's why the Ramon says, we're not so careful to get rid of even little bits of dirt that are underneath the fingernails against the flesh, because that's a miyut she'eno makbid. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tess explains that the Magen Avraham explains this perish the koy rak al k'shenegin abasur. This is talking about the part of the nail that's next to the flesh. That's why the Ramah is explaining why the Machaber was makel on that. Va'afilu tir hayovim ve'yotzim. And even that this is the sticky type of mud, even there it's not considered hakpad if it's a small amount. Mishum debe'elu medinos ein makbid mazer. Because nowadays people aren't so makbid on those little bits of dirt over there. Then the commute she'eno makbid. And this is viewed halachically as a minority that people aren't makbid on. Avo shelo k'shenegin abasur. But above the fingernail line, above where the line of the finger is, the nail over there, Bvade Rov Bnei Odom Makpidim, as we've already said, most people are concerned about this, Afilo Bitzo, even for some waste, the Chotzes Avshu Eino Makbid, and there, Chatzitza, even though he may not personally be Makbid, because most people are Makbid. Okidvarav Hetiku Achai Yodom Adair Chaim. And this is a psak that he brings down, the name of Chai Yodom Adair Chaim. The issue foot number 15 brings down that we're Machmir in this way, and in fact, the Chafetz Chaim himself in his Sefer Machane Yisrael writes, Hatam Kivan Shabbat L'dayto Eitzel Odom, that we nullify his viewpoint compared to the rest of the world. Even though he's not Machbid, the rest of the world is, so therefore the din is a Zakpada. He brings down then the Shari Tshuva, who says, even if your entire city is not Machbid on this, but most of the cities of the world, most of the people of the world are Machbid, then we also abottle your das of your entire city, connected the das of the entire world. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'yesha makilin b'tzoa ustamted." Others, he says, are more makel and allow if there's a little bit of tzoa over there or some little bit of mud that they are not makbid in this situation. So again, the Ramah says that this type of material that people aren't makbid on and it's a miyut ain makpidim alzel nitila. That doesn't require you to be concerned about it when you do nitila sedayin. However, he then brings down avalam hoya makbid hu. If the person is himself makbid, even though most people are not, then sarich lenakwin. Then you do have to clean it off. You do have to get rid of that dirt. The chayin ikar, and this is in fact the halacha. And he continues, v'efshar shenogu lahalka b'chatzitza linyan netila. Why are we a little bit more makel in regards to netila sedayim? Ki yesh omrim she'ein shaya chatzitza linyan. Because there is an opinion that says that there is no such thing as chatzitza when it comes to netila. You only have chatzitza when it comes to tevila. However, we don't paskin that way. The Ramah says, Aval ikor kisvar rishona. We paskin that we do have a chatzitza when it comes to netilas yadayim. So one should be machmir in all of these situations where we said it's a majority, even though you're not makbid, or if it's a minority, but you are makbid. Sivkot and Yud in the Mishnah Berurah, mashma, afa pisha rov emakidim. This is when you're, we said that the person himself is makbid, even though the majority is not makbid. Nevertheless, kivan to who makbid, he is makbid as linan basue v'chotzis. In this situation, you do follow him. The other way around, when he's not makbid and the rest of the world is, we don't follow him. We say his opinion is bottled to the others. But here, if he's makbid, then we are concerned. When we call makbid, the Mishnah Berurah says, nira da'ainu davka betit hayotzim betit yovish. That's only when you're dealing with these types of mud from the clay makers or the dried up mud. Abo betit lach, if it's moist mud, or offer shetachas the department can negate a bossa, but if it's a little bit of dirt that's underneath the fingernail next to the skin, she'ein nidbak kokach, and it's not so attached, ein lachmir, then you don't have to be machmir, or befrat im kol hayom ein darko lachmir. And certainly if he's not machmir at all times, and he's only machmir now, rak shemagil and tila, because he thinks this is a chatzitz in regards to nitila sidayim, then one doesn't have to be makbid. But the issue for the number 19 says, if he's always makbid to get rid of it, then he should get rid of it before Netilas Yadayim as well. That concludes today's shir.